This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation, solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
Welcome, welcome! You guys, the GOAT herself, the one and the only, I would say my personal hero, but she's everybody's hero. I am so excited for this guest to come out, the one, the only, Serena Williams. Person.
Thank you. I'm honored to meet you too.
You've had so much discipline in your life.
Yeah, you know what it's like.
I do. Yeah. I have an infallible work ethic.
You do. I love it.
I've worked since I was 11 months old in diapers. I am tireless.
Wow. 11 months?
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing this since I was in the stroller, but dang, you got me beat, girl.
Maybe in that one area, I do wonder, do I have you beat on like a cheat day? When you let loose, what does it look like? What's a lazy day in your world? Like, what do you do?
So you mean like food-wise or just
everything?
My whole day? Okay, I don't know. I will try to wake up late, but it's hard to wake up late when you have a kid.
That's like
nearly impossible. I literally just had to ignore Olympia this day because I was exhausted. I literally slept for like almost a day. It was crazy. But I would sleep in, and then I don't know. I love to watch lots of TV shows.
Like what?
Yeah, I'm big on binging.
Me too. What are you watching? Yeah.
Anything cheesy, you know. I don't like serious stuff. I love action because it's fast and it's like usually has happy endings. I love a happy ending. And then what else would I do? I mean, I love chips, but I'm not allowed to eat chips because I did this test and I came up red on chips. And I'm just like, really? So yeah, I just would rest all day, watch a ton of TV. There's some days where I just don't leave the house. And like, I probably would, when I say don't leave the house, I mean like literally step outside, like the front door or the back door. So that's pretty intense.
So if you can't have potato chips, what do you eat?
I eat whatever. Like, I mean, I don't eat whatever.
Like, what's your guilty pleasure? What if you're like, I don't care if there's a red check next to it,
I love to bake, and I refuse to bake gluten-free. So okay. I do have a gluten allergy, but it's not like, I'm not celiac or anything. So I absolutely love baking, and I just draw the line. I do not bake gluten-free, and I will eat it. And I just suffer for like a few hours and I'm good, you know?
Do you like baking with your daughter?
I do. Actually, I do not.
Oh, how so? Oh,
and I, and I one day, and one day hopefully she doesn't see this, but I do and I really love it, but like she puts things everywhere. I'm like, the flour, give me a cup of flour. And just like, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, don't, it's okay. Yeah, that, it's no worries, but okay, let's get, you know, and it's just like over and over, and I'm just like, okay. It's frustrating inside, but outside, I just try to keep a good face. And now I'm teaching her, now that she's a little older, I'm like, okay, well, be careful, because if you make a mess, you have to clean it up. Then she fell in love with the vacuum cleaner.
Olive's really into, like, toilet cleaning right now.
I mean, that's about.
I'm into it. I support it. Right? We bought a bunch of supplies, and she was like, yeah, that's her latest hobby. Yeah. It'll be something next week. But yeah, life is messy with kids.
It is.
Now, is it true that you didn't want Olympiad to go to matches because you were afraid you would lose Killer Instinct?
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Now, is it true that you didn't want Olympiad to go to matches because you were afraid you would lose Killer Instinct?
Well, I just was afraid I would get distracted, because I would be like, wait, is she drinking? Is she doing this? So she came to a match once, like super brief, and I was like, oh my God, is she wearing sun cream? Like, is she, you know, it's nuts. And so I would get stressed out. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, wait a minute, I gotta serve. This makes no sense. So yeah, and I've never really had her at matches until like my last, this summer actually.
And in a match where she came.
She's so fun.
She came to a match that is the most watched moment in tennis history. Mm. And you won the match.
Yeah.
Did that assuage fears or calm something down?
Absolutely. Apparently, she was saying, like, go, mama, I'm so proud of you. And I was like, what? And so then she comes back, like, after I lost in Cincinnati, she came back and she's like, it's okay, mama, you just have to do what you feel. And I, like, literally wanted to cry. It was like, do what you feel, do what your heart tells you, you know? And she was so, it was the sweetest thing ever, and I was so proud of her. Yeah, that little thing, she's the best.
Her dad, Alexis, mm-hmm. I was reading a story about how you guys first met. Mm-hmm. Is this true that you were at a restaurant with friends?
Yeah.
You needed a table. He was in the vicinity, or maybe at the table you wanted. Is this? Am I correct so far?
Some pieces of it are real.
Okay. Some pieces of it are real.
Yeah. So we were at this restaurant, and it was at the hotel we were staying at, and I was in Italy, and this guy shows up, and the whole place is empty. And this guy, like, really tall. He comes with his computer and he like plops down right next to us And he opens his computer and he starts typing. And I'm just like, why? I was so angry. I was like, why is this guy here? And so we try to get rid of him. And I was like, you know, my friend was like, listen, there's a rat over there. And he's an Aussie guy. He's like, oh my God, there's a rat. And I'm like, yeah, there's a rat. And he doesn't flinch. He looks and Alexis looks and doesn't flinch. And I'm like, you're not afraid of rats? And he's like, no, I'm from Brooklyn, but is there even really a rat there? I guess he always knew I was full of stuff. And and so then that's how we met. So it was just, yeah, I was just trying to get rid of him.
And then is it true that, like, you find out that he's the inventor of Reddit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I didn't know what Reddit was. And then we were like, oh, we love that. And he's like, oh, have you seen it? What do you like? And I was like...
We were like, it?
Yeah. And we were just laughing. And it was funny. And then that was that, but it was...
Then how did you meet each other again?
So you want more of the story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then what happened?
You guys
happened?
Want more of the story too? Okay. So then... So obviously, you can understand that Alexis has a lot of patience to deal with this. So a lot of people ask him questions. So I leave, because I literally was asking good intentions. I was just asking his number. I left because I had a match that night. And so I met my match, and then I'm done. I win the match, and I'm going home. And this guy gets in the car, and he's like 6'5", and he's big. And I'm like, what is this guy getting in the car with this for? So I look over at my agent, and I'm like, Jill, like, what is this guy doing? Like, why do I have security? Like, you need to tell me if I have stalkers, because, you know, how stalkers are.
I do, yeah. Sadly.
So yeah. I'm like, you need to tell me when I have stalkers, because that's not fair that I need to know so I can be prepared, you know? Like, if something happens, I want to be ready, you know? And she's like, no, that's Alexis. So, because he's really tall. And so
yeah,
I was like...
He's 6'5"?
He's 6'5".
And like, what...
So I thought he was the security.
And like...
I'm a nightmare. I don't know what he was doing. Like, I don't know why.
But like, had you invited him to the match? Like, where did he appear from?
And so my agent
When she's
had,
like, oh, it's Alexis.
Yeah, so she had invited him because they ended up having a mutual friend.
Uh-huh.
So when he came to the match, I was like, okay, so we just stayed in contact. And it really wasn't anything for a long time because we were just, you know, just texting and I was asking questions and it was that. And so that was...
Was there a there? Was there an attraction or did it grow, like...
Well, yeah, I mean, he's an incredibly handsome guy.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it was there,
so
but...
So you thought he was handsome?
Yeah, I thought he was all right. But in case he's watching. No, I'm kidding.
It's always so interesting to me, like... How it happens, you know,
yeah.
Timing.
Does it's it grow all about out of timing? Yeah.
Yeah. Does it grow out of a friendship? You know, is there love at first sight? Is it a slow burn?
I think it's
burn?
All of them. I think it's all of them. You know, like there's no one way to cook a chicken.
Yeah.
You can fry it. You can bake it. You can season it.
You can shake and bake it. Did you have an official first date, or did you? And what was that?
Yeah, so we had a first date. I was joking. I was like, listen, you need to come, because I played bad that day or whatever. It wasn't like my best match. And I was just saying it as an aside, like, yeah, you have to come, you know, to Paris to see me play for real. And it wasn't like, I literally did not want him to come. I like was not thinking about it that way or anything. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I'll be there. And I was like, oh, man, what have I gotten myself into? But it was good. So we went out. We met in Rome. Our first date was in Paris. So
you met in Italy.
Yeah.
You have a first date in Paris.
Yeah. I'm a hopeless romantic, too.
Well, you are the ultimate goat. And I was wondering if you would share being some of your ultimate goats for you. What's your goat? Will you share it with us? Yes. Okay. More with Serena Williams and her goats right after the break. That was right.
Awesome. Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Herself, Serena Williams, you have this incredible new children's book, The Adventures of Quay Quay. Now, Quay Quay is a real doll.
Yes, Quay Quay is a real doll who has a real following on social media.
A big one.
Yeah, it's wild.
Like more than most humans.
She has a voice and she has a personality, and yeah, it's a wonderful book. We're working on just, you know, incorporating her in so many little girls' lives.
Well, the message of the book and the rhythm of the book has such an amazing musicality. Mm-hmm. I loved Baby Girl.
Yes.
Baby Girl.
Yeah, it's really about empowering Baby Girl, who's
how
the character.
How do you hear it in your head? Because it repeats throughout the book, and
yeah.
I had it.
Well, because Quay Quay has a personality, right? And she already has, like, a following. She already has her own voice. So when we were doing this book, we were thinking, what is her voice? How would she talk? Like, how would she communicate with, when you adopt Quay Quay and you have a little doll, like, how would she communicate to someone? And so that's why we were able to, like, we wanted to really just, like, dive into that voice of it and just kind of figure out what, if she's on Twitter saying something, we wanted to do the same in the book. You know what I mean?
Well, and she has questions.
Yeah.
And we all have questions.
We all have questions, and we all have curiosity.
Yeah.
And we all have imaginations, and that's what this is all about. It's just really about, kids have great imaginations. I'm like reliving my child life with Olympia and like pretending things that I'm just thinking of stuff like, okay, what are we doing? How can we do it? Oh, she's just so sweet. And it's so good to just have a moment and just to be around a child that's super young, because there's just so much innocence there, and it's just so pure. You know, and it's just, we can like enjoy this, our childhood through our kids' eyes, or at least that's the excuse I'm using as to why.
It's how I feel too. Like,
as to why I won't grow up.
Yeah, and all my pushing, because I'm an intense person and I push hard, like, you know, I'm loosey-goosey and goofy and all that stuff too, but it's more about how do we figure out how to be parents, mm-hmm. how to inform our kids, mm-hmm. how to help our kids find their bravery and grow. And I saw myself in this book as a parent alongside of their kid's dad and our beautiful stepmom, Allie. I saw us at the end of the book, you know, with our girls, mm-hmm. because we too have gone to a recital of their dancing.
Yeah, I wanted to use ballet because I felt like it's something that so many people can relate to, and so many girls and kids can relate to, you know? Everyone loves dance. At least I think everyone should love that. And it was just really just what's authentic, and that's what I wanted to do.
I think it is such a great book for adults and kids. I love it, and it's got that rhythm, Baby Girl.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's so good. Now, you are known as the GOAT of tennis, the greatest of all time, which is what GOAT stands for. our favorites, your goats in some particular categories. We could do it rapid fire. Yes?
Okay.
Okay, it's goats to go. All right. In your opinion, who's your goat actor?
Robert De Niro.
Yes. Goat.
Yeah.
100%. Goat musician.
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yes. Goat athlete. Moving on. Goat late night meal.
Oh gosh, what do I eat? I don't know. Leftovers.
Okay. I like leftovers. Okay, goat date night.
A night in Paris.
Goat workout song.
Ooh, Maniac. Whoa, where did that come from?
Last dance, thank you.
That came out.
Don't go anywhere. We want more goats with Serena when we come right back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
We can get with Serena Williams. Goats, goats, goats. All right, so I'm very interested in this one. Goat stretching exercise.
Oh, splits.
This way?
Yes.
Or that way?
Not the middle split, okay. The other one.
Okay.
Because it's
can
easier.
Can you do full down?
If I have a shot of tequila, yes.
Goat accessory.
Earrings?
Goat rumor you've heard about yourself.
I've dated so many people that I've met in passing. And that's just nuts, literally.
Because it happens.
It happens.
You say hi to someone and all of a sudden you have spent the night together.
Yes,
what?
And had a whole relationship.
Yes.
And I'm just like, yes.
Did it ever happen, you don't have to say, and you were like, oh, I wish.
I mean, come on.
Uh-huh. I think I know the answer to that. I just want to say that I wore this suit in honor of the outfit you wore the other night. That is the, again, highest rated moment in the history of tennis and television together. I'm so excited to finally get to meet you in person.
I know, me too. I hate that this is over.
Thank you so much for everything you have done in this world and in your life, and this beautiful book.
Thank you.
To get to love you as a mother, from loving you as a girl and a champion and a goat and a woman and a fashionista and a girlfriend we wish we all had. And now the adventure of Quay Quay is out now, and it is available everywhere. It's one of the best books that me and my girls have ever had the pleasure of getting to read. I cannot thank you, everyone, enough for coming to this special day. We make this show for you.
Start your mornings right with the same mug as seen on The Drew Barrymore Show. Take 20% off at checkout with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Drew Barrymore products with code DREW20 at ParamountShop.com.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. I'm your host, Shimo Liai, and I was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now I'm returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.